Good morning. Welcome to worship at Peace Lutheran Church. As we gather together this morning, we have a number of wonderful things coming up this week and in our near future. Today we have the opportunity to be in discussions and in the congregational annual meeting following our worship service. The children still will be having Sunday school over at the Peace Center, so we are thankful for those opportunities, both for worship here, to look to the future and make plans for our congregation in this community, and for the education that we all need to be strengthened in our faith. Additionally, we have Bible studies throughout the week. I know that you can find information in our newsletters and in other locations. We also have the last day of the month, which means there is a peaceful gatherings meal. So if you are interested or have others that you'd like to bring and say, hey, come on, have a meal with me. The peaceful gathering is the 31st, this Friday. So we look forward to those activities to be together and encourage one another. And we know that God is with us. This morning we are following the service of prayer and preaching. And our first hymn is found on the whiteboard. Open our eyes. Made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will sing in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the strength and my song, and he my salvation.
Verses 1 through 15. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord. Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? As he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean.'" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is found in the 12th chapter of Romans, beginning at the 16th verse. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. Do not associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading for the third Sunday after the Epiphany comes from Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed, for I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord,
I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
At this time, we review the foundation of our Christian faith and speak together the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. We begin with the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We speak the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time, I invite our children to come forward as our children's message. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. It is good to see you here this morning. We heard a lesson, or two of them, about miracles, right? Things that you and I can't do with the powers that we have, right? There are certain things that I can do, and there are certain things I cannot do. I'm limited. Are you guys limited? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some things that probably you can do that I can't do, right? And maybe there's things I can do that you can't do. So, how many of you can wiggle your ears? You can wiggle your ears? All right. And I don't mean by, like, doing this, wiggling up, right? How many of you can just move your ears? You can do it? Not everybody can. I can, sometimes. I'm not sure if I do it well with this earpiece on, but I can do it, and some of you can't do it. But there are certain things that both you and I are not going to be able to do. Can you heal leprosy? No, I don't think I heal leprosy with my own powers either. Who is the one who has the power to heal leprosy or any other sickness? You said God, right? Yeah, God's the one who can heal us. He made us. He gave us the abilities that we do have. And he is the one who knows even how to heal us. And so we had two different lessons where we saw people who had leprosy. And who healed them? The one in the Old Testament, Naaman, and then this one in the New Testament. Who heals them of their leprosy? God does, right? They can't do it, and the people around them can't do it. Maybe there might be some medicines that do it nowadays, but there are even some things medicine can't heal, right? But God's the one who can heal us. We have behind me our baptism font, or the font, right? Where we have baptized children, maybe some of you, maybe some others, maybe some that are sitting here have been baptized. In baptism, you and I receive a healing, don't we? We do. It's a healing, not from a disease in our skin like leprosy, but what are we healed from in baptism? What is cleansed in baptism. What are we cleansed of in our baptism?
Sin.
Our sins, right? We talk about the water and Jesus, the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we are cleansed from all of our sins. You might say we're healed. And who's doing the healing?
God.
God is the one who heals us. Isn't that wonderful? That God has healed you, he's healed me, he heals everyone in and through baptism, and he seeks that all the world would be healed through Jesus. That's why we come together, and that's why we worship, because I know that I can't heal myself, right? Yeah, and kind of like these lepers, they couldn't heal themselves, and who'd they have to go to for their healing? They went to God. And when it comes to sin, I know I can't heal myself of that. So who do I have to go to? Who do you have to go to for your sins? We go to God for our healing. And that's why we're so thankful. And does God hear us and say, nope, I'm not going to do it, or nope, it's too hard? Is that his response? No, he's a God who says, I love you, and yes, I want you to be cleansed of all your sins. And so he sent Jesus. So we're here, we're gathered in worship, thankful for what God has done, thankful that we can tell others this good news that in Jesus they can be healed. So let's fold our hands and say a prayer of thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to be our healer. You sent your Son to be our healer. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for healing us from sin and even from death. From sin and even from death. Please help me share this good news. Please help me share this good news with others who need to know. With others who need to know. We pray this in Jesus' name. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up and having our discussion this morning, boys and girls. And I see somebody has found something that you may be interested in as you head back to your seats. And we sing the hymn, Lord, the Light of Your Love. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Romans chapter 12. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. That's the start of your and my story. Our Father, Creator, made us in his image, and it was very good. Tov me'od is the Hebrew. And then we know what happens next. Then enters sin into the creation, and there's been this tug of war, you might say, ever since. Good versus evil, right? Those seem to be the basic dichotomy of our lives and the world that we live in. You can see it in a lot of literature. You can see it in movies, even television stories. Think of all the crime shows. There are those that have done evil. They've sinned, they've transgressed the laws of man and God. And then there are those police officers, detectives, or federal agents that seek to restore order by curbing future sin and bringing the perpetrators of evil and crime to justice, right? Kids play cops and robbers. One is the good guy and the other is the bad guy. You know, and that's been going on for so long, or maybe it was sheriffs and outlaws, or, you know, but you've got those that are good and you have those others that are seen as evil. And yeah, the robbers, obviously they're the bad guys because they're breaking which of the commandments that we spoke? The commandments, you shall not steal. Well, obviously they're the bad guys, the evil ones. And as evil and good are opposite and opposed to one another and seem to be kind of like black and white, well, humanity has a way of tending to get even that wrong. Rather than seeking justice, a restoration of good order, there are times where we want revenge. We want to get back. You've hurt me, so guess what? I'm going to now hurt you. At least that's the way it seems to be. Even in the Old Testament lesson, we see that, how it plays out. If you don't do something, if you are not doing what I ask you, well then, look what I might do. We have Naaman. He's supposed to be going to what the girl says is the prophet who's in Samaria. So he talks to his king, the king of Syria, who sends him not to the prophet, but rather to the other king, the king of Israel. And then that king of Israel looks at the letter and says, "What? I can't do this." And what happens when you don't do what somebody who's more powerful than you wants you to do at certain times? Well, if you don't do what they want, if you're not going to please them, the king of Israel says, look, he is trying to seek a quarrel with me. if I can't heal this guy the way that he wants, then he's going to say, then we're going to have a quarrel, and he's going to get mad at me because I didn't do what he wanted to, and then he's going to kind of seek and get revenge. Right? If I don't do what he wants, then he's not going to be happy, and then that's not going to be good. If he, because he says, I've hurt him by not healing this man, but I can't do it. I'm just the king. Right? You're the king. He should have been going to the prophet, and that's where we see the prophet says, why are you tearing your clothes? Just send them over to me. I'll do what needs to be done. And he does. But there is that revenge aspect. What do we do when things don't go according to the way that God would will? What do we do when we are hurt? There are times where, yes, we want to get back at them. We don't feel good when we heard them say those things about us, so we have a snappy response. Or as I was listening with my children to a radio program, well, the doctor calls his people in, oh, you have an injury, so, well, who hurt you? Okay, bring them on in here. They accidentally poked out your eye? Well, here, I'll poke out their eye, an eye for an eye, right? Now everything's going to be better. No, said the patient, the original patient, now both of us can't see, and we're both hurting. Well, don't you feel better that now they're hurting? Well, that's kind of what revenge is about. You supposedly are going to feel better because they feel worse. But is that really how it works? No, that's not how it really works. Because now, as that one patient in the story said, now we both feel horrible and we're both hurting and we both are worse off than we were before. Nobody got better. That's the way revenge is. Revenge just continues to perpetuate a cycle of evil. We can see it in conflicts and war. You killed my father, you and your nation, so we're going to get back at you, and we're going to do evil things to you because you perpetrated evil on us. And then the next generation does the same, and so on and so forth, until nobody knows even what originally caused this to start. They just know the cycle that they've lived in. And yes, there is no really good outcome when it comes to vengeance. We get it wrong. God does not seek revenge. He is not as you and I are with our human emotions seeking to get back. He is, in fact, the Lord of the universe who does, yes, punish wrongdoings, sins, but not for spite because he has been hurt, rather because that is the consequence that sin demands. God is a righteous God, and his righteousness demands that sin be punished. He is a just God, seeking justice when wrongs have occurred. He is a holy God. But he is also a God of love and mercy, and a God who seeks to forgive. And so he sent his very own Son to bear his justice that sin required. He bore the death that you and I deserve for each and every sin that we have committed. Jesus' blood was shed, paying the price that we should pay for our sins. And because Jesus shed his blood, paying for the sins that you and I could not pay for, we are forgiven by God, our Heavenly Father, and we have life in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. And so you and I are not called to live seeking revenge, but we are called to do as God, our Heavenly Father, did and extended to us, showing grace, mercy, and love even to those who have hurt us. Jesus says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, so do so to them." We are called to love by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul urges us in Romans, certainly based upon what Jesus has said. Live in harmony with one another. Harmony, at peace. Well, revenge, that seems to just stir things up, makes things even worse and greater. Not harmony. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Don't see yourself as better than others. Don't see yourself as higher than them, but rather know that in and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we all need God's forgiveness. We all need Jesus Christ as our Savior. And as Paul says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. That certainly is what we are encouraged to do. That is what we in the church would seek to do. And yet, that is what we know that we also fall short of doing because of that taint of sin. And so we would ask that, yes, Jesus would be in our lives, would be in our hearts, that the evil that resides in us would be overcome by God, our Heavenly Father, as we seek to do what He encourages us, to forgive, to love, to look at others, to not seek to repay evil with evil, but rather to overcome the evils of this world in the way that Jesus has shown us that evil is overcome through God's love. The love of God that sent Jesus to the cross. The love of God that says each and every human being is precious in God's sight, and that for each sin, all have been saved by Jesus' blood upon the cross. Yes, you and I, and even that person that really gets under your skin, that causes you such trouble, they are loved by God. And God would seek you to love them, to forgive them, just as He has forgiven you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We pray, because we know that of ourselves, that is not always possible. That's not always what we would desire. And yet, we know this to be good from God, our Heavenly Father. We live in a world certainly tainted with evil. Evil is not the answer. The answer to evil in this world is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let Him fill you with His love. Let His love flow in you and through you so that you are able to forgive, to see others in the same way that God sees you as His precious child. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our minds in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. At this time, our ushers will come forward to gather our tithes and offerings. Please stand as we continue with our prayers. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all of our heart and with all of our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, And for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, including Glenn, Tracy, Leroy, Perry, and Gary, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray together our morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated as we conclude with our hymn, Change My Heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God. May I
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well. On the YouTube channel, search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Borders are Tom Homan has this message for undocumented immigrants.
Look, I think if you're in the country legally, it's not okay. It's not okay to violate laws of this country. We have millions of people standing in line, taking the test, doing their background investigation, paying the fees that want to come in the right way.
Homan also says the Trump administration's plans for mass deportations will require help from Congress. In southern Lebanon, at least 15 people are now dead after Israeli defense forces clashed with people trying to return home. Today was the day the IDF was due to withdraw from the area under the ceasefire agreement between Lebanon and Israel. And for the first time in South Korean history, a sitting president has been criminally charged. Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law in the country last month, a move that was quickly reversed by the country's assembly. South Korea's former defense minister has also been indicted. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose in LA.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Clippers 127-117. James Harden had 40 points for Los Angeles. Giannis had 36 for Milwaukee. Damian Lillard added 29. Was asked about the Bucks giving up 5 turnovers in 3 minutes during the fourth quarter.
You know, we allowed them to have a good stretch, you know, where we weren't getting stops and the crowd got into it. And then they kind of just ramped it up defensively. You know, they got a little more physical. You know, they started running guys at the ball. They were, you know, swiping at the ball, and we weren't sharp enough in those moments, and we just allowed the momentum that they had to, you know, kind of help them stretch that lead out. At first, it was kind of back and forth, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, and then I think that stretch that we had, I think, you know, 4 or 5 possessions where we didn't get a shot, and they got a shot, and they were playing well offensively, so I thought that was a tough stretch on us when you're trying to win a game on the road.
The Bucks travel to Utah to play the Jazz tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs in the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs in the lower 30s. It's 6 at our studios.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Coming up in this hour, Gina Britt, the Lonesome River Band, Woody Platt, Ashby Frank, and many, many others, all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com. And we're going to get things underway right now with the music of Balsam Range, featuring the lead vocal work of an artist who recently announced his upcoming departure from the band he helped co-found back in 2007, an amazing 18-year run from Buddy Melton. Here's What the Years Do.
Get caught up in a crowd these days. The bars are just too loud, and the price is a little proud anyway. And I get tired after a good strong drink or two. That's what the years do. five, you can bet your life something's wrong. Ain't no sleep here, gonna keep this family fed for long. My days look a whole lot different than they did at 22. Yeah, that's what the years do. What the years do. Touchy-feely stuff, heaven knows. But it's just crazy, pretty damn amazing how a heart grows. 'Cause it ain't nothing for me to say I love you and to mean it too. Yeah, that's what the years do.